when he was invited to appear before the police at the Criminal Investigation Department, he complied with the law. He appeared before them, and I was there with him as counsel. And we had conversation about the statement taken and when to do it and how to do it. The modalities for that were discussed. And he complied fully. He made statement to the police. He was questioned. And thereafter, he was allowed to go back to his residence in Freetown.
Okay. After the incident, the attack on the armory and the other areas, the police said among those arrested or even killed were some former security persons. Does the president acknowledge that or does he refute that?
Well, for now, it's only what the police report that we get. And the reportage from that is former guards, such as one named Leatherboot, Idrissa Kamara is his real name, and another Kabal Dumbuya. These are names that you've had before, who were formerly with the president, with Dr. Anas Bai Koroma, that they were allegedly involved in that failed attempt. We have no further details with regards to that involvement, but questions have been posed to the former president about them. And of course, one, that is Idrissa Kamara, alias Leatherboot, had worked with him when he was president. But upon retirement, he had left him and said he was going on business. And he has been in and out, but there's never been any formal direct contact. And the other one, Kabal Dumbuya, has also left his service since he went on retirement. So all of these that are going on, these are former soldiers or former officials attached to his office who have left his office. In one particular case, a military officer that was assigned to him had already bidded him farewell to go outside of the country. And so he shot, extremely surprised at these incidences that get close by way of persons that had worked for him.
So what is the status of the former president now? I mean, is he free to move around or is he under house arrest?
He has been informed through counsel and through other operatives that there are restrictions regarding his movement, and sometimes understandably so with regards to matters of this nature concerning his profile. And we've also been informed by the police yesterday in their briefing. There are certain restrictions that have been placed regarding his movement, particularly from his home. And as I speak to you, he's allowed to come to the office of the CID, that is the Criminal Investigation Department. He's escorted, and after which he goes back home. And as counsel, we've made a request for him to travel to McKinney, where he has his permanent residence, and that request is yet to be granted. So for now, he's at home, and he hasn't been moving around, and no particular request has been made for him to move. So with the status to whether house arrest or non-house arrest, to my mind, it appears semantics.
So is he expected to appear before the police again today, tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow again to appear at the CID to continue the statement taken. That will be the fifth day, and we must say close to about 25 hours of interrogation.
Did you say how long are the interrogations?
Yes, tomorrow will be the fifth day, and it will be almost equivalent of 25 hours of continued interrogation.